Did you think steroid testing was wrong? Do you think that, you know, that, or the laws against steroids are wrong? Do you think that it should be something that's an individual's choice, even if they're
I think it's, you know, they class it in the same class as marijuana and cocaine. I think it's a bunch of bullshit, you know. You know, you can't overdose on steroids, you know, I don't think.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody dying from them, you know.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's like a Lazaro case and that, you know, it was, the doctor said it was never, no they could ever prove it was from taking steroids, you know.
Do you see Superstar Graham and think that, you know, that might be you someday, or does that never cross your mind? Do you think he's got different, you know,
conditions? No, there's something wrong with him. I think he's sick.
Yeah.
Something, you know, for him to have two hip replacements, you know, and, because he was never really a big bump taker, was he, you know?
No, he wasn't.
You know, so for his hips to go on him like that, I don't know what the deal is with him, you know?
So you don't, I mean, you're not concerned about health problems?
I know a lot of people who have took steroids for, I don't know, 25 years, and
yeah,
still right now competing in, you know, Mr. Universe and Mr. Britain and all that, and I know these people, and I've trained with these people, you know, they're my friends, you know, and it's like, there's a perfect example of people who know how to use them and not abuse them, you know.
Right. Did you ever see anyone going through, you know, some mood swings because of steroid use? Do you think some guys were affected differently by it?
I think some. I did see a, you know, a couple of people, you know,
yeah,
but I think it was just a big, you know, like a big work, you know, like, I took this and I mean no, you know, it's like, you know, get a grip on yourself, you know. You know what I mean? I've been in the gym where people go, I took this, and it's like, you know, it makes me so aggressive. It's like, you know, why do you do that, you know?
Yeah.
I've it's never bothered me.
Okay.
You know?
That's interesting. I want to go back to getting a few names. I just got a couple more things I want to cover. We talked about Hulk Hogan, and then we kind of got on steroids. But how about Randy Savage? You were around during his peak also.
Yeah, he did, you know, Randy's done pretty well in the WWF, you know, he's had a good long run, you know.
How about personally behind the scenes? Did you find him to be as helpful as Hogan?
Yeah, he's you know, he's been helpful and you know, and give me some advice and, you know, some good advice and that. So I can't really.
Yeah.
You know, he's been pretty good, you know.
The impression I get from talking to some people is that he was kind of kept to himself a lot of the time.
No, you've got to get to know him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't get to know him and they go, oh, Randy's this one. I got to know him and travel with him and room with him, and he was fine with me, you know.
How about Ultimate Warrior?
He's fine, too. You know, I roomed with him for a year.
Did you?
I showed him the ropes. I showed him where to stay, where to eat, where to train, and all that. He called me up the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. I heard he's in Boston tomorrow doing an independent shop somewhere.
Yeah. How about Pat Patterson? Behind the scenes, you probably had to, you know, deal with him quite a bit.
Pat's been great with me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, never had no problems with Pat, you know, always been, you know, straightforward with me and helpful in the office, you know, and I called him up and he talks to me on the phone. He called me the other day, actually, and told me he was coming to Florida to play some golf, was going to come and see me, you know.
Oh, wow.
But, been really good with me, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have different opinions, but, you know.
He's
he's always been great with me.
He wasn't one like McMahon to make false promises and kind
of
him?
No, you know, at the end, though, when I was getting pissed off,
yeah,
he's the one what kind of tried to calm me down and said, listen, don't worry about it, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, he's still going to be that same old thing. You're still going to be the British Bulldog, and we're still going to use you the same. He's like, no, you're not, you know, don't. You know, I didn't, you know, everything Pat, I always told him, I always believed. I never believed Vince.
Yeah.
You know, but I always believed Pat.
Yeah. How about Ric Flair? You were on him for the last year.
Yeah, Rick was great, you know, with me too, you know. He's, I heard rumors going back to WCW. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's true or not. But,
yeah, I've heard that too. I don't think anything.
He was always, Rick's always been good with me, you know. I had some good matches with him in England and.
Yeah, that's right.
Things like that, you know, so.
Who do you admire most overall? It can be someone I mentioned or someone I haven't in your days in the WWF. As a person, not so much professionally, but just as a person behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah.
As a friend?
Yeah.
A Warlord.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I could trust him with my life, you know.
Wow.
And that's you know, he's always been great with me, you know.
Yeah.
Hawk's been pretty good, too, you know.
Hawk? Yeah.
Hawk and Animal, they've been good, but I trust Warlord. You know, if anything was said you know, Waller would come to me and tell me that somebody said this or that, you know, and he's, you know, and I've always, he's always defended me and I've always defended him, you know.
Yeah.
No, I've never let nobody talk bad about Waller, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of the nicest, straightforward guys you'll ever meet, you know.
Right.
He wouldn't say boo to a goose, but if you get him pissed off, woo, you know. But it takes a lot for him to get mad, but he's a hell of a guy, you know. Like, I call him all the time. We talk together all the time. I've still not been on an independent shot with him, yeah. I'm still waiting for that.
Do you want to do an independent shot with him?
Yeah, dude, I've got some coming up at the end of the month, you know, with him, you know.
Yeah.
We're in Denver now, so I'm looking forward to that.
Great. How about, who do you admire least? Would it be McMahon? Of people you dealt with in the WWF? Or are there maybe some other guys that, you know, you just didn't want to associate with behind the scenes?
Just maybe some other guys didn't want to associate. You know, I don't, you know, I've always got along with Vince, you know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, but he brought me in and he put me in a good position, but like I said before, you can't put somebody in a good position if you can't back it up in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end, I was just a little bit disappointed in him because, you know, all these false promises.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, shit, you know. I worked hard to get back into the ring at SummerSlam and for him to turn around and have me got the belt to Sean, you know, it wasn't right.
Well, there's
I don't mind doing that at all, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
When you've been promised that you're going to keep the belt, you know, for a long time and have a good run with it, make some money and, you know, go over to England, defend it in England, and then they turn around and they take it away from you for no, and then don't give you no reason.
Was that the main reason you left there? I mean, I saw in some newspapers in England that there were reports of money figures that you were upset about. And
no,
that-